Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Already caught me a couple fish on these googly eye emoji tweets.
Couple of fish.
Shout out to Miss Joe.
What?
Who replies with, whale alarm? Question mark? Danny, who goes, Bradley Beal? Told you.
Should I do it too?
All you need is a googly eye emoji. Well, people are going to probably think you think that like somebody's fired at the Canes if you do that.
I'm good with that.
All right. Just know what you're in for.
I really didn't believe that just sending that out would cause something.
Does speaking of Canes, does like Daniel Enos feel a little bit froggy coming into this week? Does he feel like we're gonna open up the playbook, do some trickeration,
really
get a little slump busting going?
If anything, when you play a team like Bethune, you go back to the basics.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the week when Tate Martell throws a football.
I want to see some razzle dazzle, baby.
You don't do that again. No.
Yeah, you show it against the easy team, and then the other teams have to.
I want to see a little Hosey Perry coming in.
I got to tell you,
Hosey Perry is.
I got to tell you,
he's in bad times right now.
I don't think that's happening.
Hey,
he's gonna play.
I'm wondering why do you think he should have been a quarterback last year?
Oh, he got such a good arm.
So did Jeff George.
He's got a rocket. And Jeff George is in the NFL. Where did he play college?
Illinois.
We came out the same draft.
Hose, man. I love a hose.
Yeah, but if it's not accurate, it doesn't do anything.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I just...
Because you're you. That's why.
And you're you and I'm me. And put together with that sentence, it doesn't go well.
I just want to see some... I want to see some trickeration. Let's go, man. Let's get it. Get everybody feeling good about themselves.
I want to see one play.
Let's get a lather going.
Where Tate Martell lines up in the slot, then comes over, grabs it, and throws it.
God, I am loving this. Really,
against Bethune.
Yeah.
You guys want to see that. You know what I want to see?
I don't see anything.
I want to just see them just dominate because they're better.
Dude, let me tell you something. If Tate Martell.
If you got a trick Bethune-Cookman, get out of here. You know what that says?
Wait.
You tell me how many people, if we come here Monday morning and they ran five trick plays, oh, you got the trick play Bethune-Cookman?
Let me tell you something. As soon as Tate Martell does something big on a football field, there's going to be a Scorsese hype video for it. Because he's going to be like, yeah.
Is it be better than the Antonio Brown Gruden
no
video?
He's probably going to hire their crew.
They said I could have played quarterback.
This is why Enos is feeling froggy. According to Pro Football Focus, under the adjusted completion percentage, Jaren Williams ranks fourth in the country at 87.1%.
Dude, I'm telling you, like today is a good day for the Canes. It would have been a good day for them to put out the Jaren Williams hype.
I talked to like a major Canes administrator last night. We were discussing Canes Twitter and all this stuff, and this person was just shaking their head.
Yeah, it was a bad job. But today would have been a good day. Get me ready for the game. I could have used a little hump day. Jaren Skilliams out there, going out there, showing
what
he's got. Jaren Skilliams.
Oh,
got them
gosh.
Skills.
Minus one.
What are you talking about, minus one?
That's horrible.
Minus one.
That's freaking horrible.
Terrible.
That's horrible.
J Skills.
J Dubs.
Everybody, there's so many J Dubs, though.
Get out of here with what you just did.
No.
His last name's Williams. That's J Dubs.
Skilliams.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
Terrible.
Read the top text, please.
Let's see. Top text.
hey, excellent text. We can't read it, but it's beautiful.
Tobin loves a hose. I love garden hose, minus the garden.
All right.
Point for Texter.
So someone from the 305-323 says, might be more Bethune fans of the game than UM fans. Folks coming to see Bethune's band.
I don't.
Embarrassed UM band. There's only one problem, sir.
I don't want to
rain. The Bethune band may not be there.
Is there trash talk amongst bands?
Not in this situation.
There's band pride.
Not in this situation.
Not in this situation. The UN band just like, yo,
whatever you say, sir. It's like a sad trombone.
You guys got it. We're good.
That's the Canes band.
I would.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Hurricanes marching band.
It's the band. It would be the band of the hour.
Oh, sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Hurricanes band of the hour.
Let's not forget. Don't forget to put a mic in front of that. So it's the only band that carries around a mic with a speaker.
It was all fun and games until like they completely killed funding for the band and didn't let it. Used to have marching band as a class. Used to be able to make it as a work study.
Check this out.
No, there's no band scholarships.
Be better at band. Didn't they involve you?
Texter writes in, why doesn't anyone give Baltimore credit? They came in with a game plan and they executed it to perfection. I think because football's not supposed to go that perfect.
59 points.
Look, it doesn't happen that often, and I would have liked to have seen a little more resistance.
Like by play one?
So
because RG3 was doing the same thing. I'm pretty convinced if RG3 was the quarterback for the entire game, the score would be the same. 59-10.
Yeah, RG3, who's fresh off telling you, I was basically going to take up a track career, which I didn't know was a thing.
What?
A track career for RG3.
Yeah, he ran track.
Isn't like track just basically go to the Olympics and maybe if you're Usain Bolt, you
what?
Go.
What?
Yeah.
You know how much money they make to go to all those meets?
Really?
Yes. You win endorsements. Like, yeah, man.
Is it really good money or is it like four guys?
No, all of them, if you qualify for the Olympics, that's big money. You qualify for the Worlds.
Because like PGA, they're all rich. They're all rich.
Once you make the tour, because here's the crazy thing. Jason told me one time that he made $500,000 and lost his tour card. And the money that you get off the course is equal to or greater than the money you make on the course. So he lost his card and boom, he lost all that additional money.
I was just stunned to see it. But either way, that guy was lighting up the Dolphins this weekend too. We move on to this. The big story that you're going to see all over the place is Antonio Brown. He's been hit with a federal lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault. We go to O.J. Simpson, who of course needs to give his 2 cents on this.
What are we doing?
Via his Twitter account.
I feel dirty.
Here's Juice.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, the first week of fantasy football is in the can. It was quite an exciting week. I did well. I won my match. I tell you this, I was a little worried at the beginning of that Kansas City game. I was a little pissed at myself for not taking Mahomes, but as the day went on, Saquon Barkley did me right and against a tough Dallas defense. That whole Antonio Brown saga sort of worked in my favor because last week when he was a Raider, I thought he might be suspended. I picked up Tyrell Williams, the other receiver there, and he had a great game for me. Now I have both him, still have Michael Thomas. And this week, not long ago, a few hours ago, I'm wondering, should I play Antonio Brown as my flex next week? I'm a little concerned if he'll be on a pitch count. I don't think the Patriots will totally bench Dorsett. He'll still get some time because of the great game he had. But then I saw where somebody accused Antonio of rape. Now, let's make one thing clear. He was accused, not charged. But I don't know how that's going to affect him this week. I'm hoping it's not true. Nothing I know about Antonio would make me think he would do something like that. But, you know, as Antonio Brown turns, it's where we're living now. I hope it's not true. I'm just saying, take care.
Oh, my God.
Back away from the phone.
Oh, my God.
Back away from the phone.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Oh, my God. Back away from the phone.
How?
There are certain
Leroy?
No.
How?
Let me explain.
How, man? How does he keep topping himself, first of all?
There are certain people in this universe that have lived their life a certain way and are really very unaware of what's going on around them.
Is he aware he was on trial? You cannot be aware of a lot of stuff. You want to say you want to go about life thinking you didn't do what you did, which everybody thinks you did. That's fine. Okay, go ahead. You do your juice, but to go out there and be like, "Hey, Twitter world, look, there's a difference between charged and accused. I hope he didn't do it. Take care." I'm just saying. What the hell, man? What in the hell? What world are we living in? And what the hell?
Of rape. Now, let's make one thing clear. He was accused, not charged. But I don't know how that's going to...
You never know with these trials. I'm just saying.
Back away from the phone.
Hey, Twitter world. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm selling a really good cutting collection. Now, there's a difference, because if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. I'm just saying. Is that what's going to be next? Like, is he going to be doing, you know, QVC on his Twitter account, selling knives? Like, what what could be next to top that? There's a difference between being charged and accused. Hope you didn't do it. And then he like makes a game show of it. As the AB turns, I'm just saying. I keep thinking I'm going to get tired of the OJ account. I'm going to stop following this dude. But I can't. It's the greatest reality show on television. But I'm so flabbergasted. He keeps... I felt like his sweet spot was going to be fantasy football. Football season is going to start. The craze is going to stop with Juice, and that's it. Maybe he'll comment on the debates every now and then. And I would have thought when the story came up with Antonio Brown, nah. Because when you guys sent me it yesterday, I was like, oh, Juice had more thoughts on Antonio Brown. Cool, I'll get to that later. So I finally listened to it last night, and I was left with my jaw to the floor, Beast. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, he's actually bringing up a rape accusation for another football player.
Not aware of self.
He has to be. How?
He's not aware of self.
I saw where somebody accused Antonio of rape. Now, let's make one thing clear. He was accused, not charged.
Oh, my God. I mean, hit the headlines thing. I can't. I'm done, man.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
In other news other than Antonio Brown and OJ's take on that, the Marlins lost last night to the Brewers 4-3. The big news, Christian Yelich fouled a ball off of his knee.
That sucks, man.
And
yeah, terrible.
It was announced after the game he fractured his kneecap.
Finishing
the season, hitting .329, 44 home runs, 97 runs batted in.
That's a bummer because he was at exactly .330 in that at-bat, and then he gets injured, and then the next guy strikes out for him, and he gets down to .329.
Did that cost him in the batting title?
Yeah, it definitely probably will.
How many games are left of the season?
It's like 15 or 20.
He could still win the
NBA. Yeah, he could still win it.
Could.
Possibly. He could win the batting title, too.
It really is dumb that if he were to miss the last 2 weeks of a broken kneecap, it would cost him the MVP.
It did happen with Stanton. So
it did happen with Stanton.
And Stanton lost it to a pitcher.
Yeah, who did he lose it to?
To Kershaw.
Stupid.
That's garbage. It's garbage. Stanton should have won back-to-back. Actually, it would have been back-to-back. It was...
Yeah, that was 14.
That was 14.
Yeah, so Stanton had the monster season in 17.
Crazy. That guy was good. Has he played for the Yankees yet?
He's supposed to come back on Monday, but he's played a total of 9 games.
That can't be going over well in New York.
That boy, good.
Who's more hated in New York right now, Adam Gase or Giancarlo Stanton?
Well, I think Gase because the Yankees are still like 40 games over .500, even without him.
I'll get to this Gase article. You guys got to hear some of the gems coming out of this, because if you hate that bastard like I do, and it feels like I got a lot more friends in that camp these days, this New York Daily News article is a gem.
You and Metter are tiptoeing through the tulips together.
It's about time, because I was gonna slap him with the truth stick.
Well, you were ripping him before.
Dumb. He was dumb. He's like, oh, you know, this Adam Gase, he's gonna have innovative offense. I'm like, no, he's not.
It's early.
Okay, Leroy, it's early, but you want to know really what it is? It's year 4.
Just so you know, we're in the third quarter.
Yeah, I was about to say, when are we going to give the score update?
France is beating the USA 53-43.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ho-ho.
That's going to nuke one of my parlays from a couple months ago.
Well, you should have been aware of that, man, because you knew when
it's America.
I understand.
It's basketball.
I understand, but man, like they're cutting everybody. They're getting all these players dropping out left and right. They're cutting Bam. You should have known.
And obviously I made the bet before Bam was cut.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, Evan Fournier doing work. Unfortunately, I know we can't stand that.
That dude's got rough hair. I'm telling you, he had he rocked the man bun for like the first season. Came back, he looking like Manu Ginobili. It's hard times for Fournier, man.
He did have the man bun, that's right.
Yeah.
Somebody said OJ's trajectory has him on a collision course with Christmas special with Martha Stewart. Hey, to the world, it's yours truly.
Hey.
I'm here with Martha Stewart.
Hey, to the world, let me tell you, if anybody knows the law, it's me. There's two things I know, the law and fantasy football, and there's a difference between being accused and being charged. Sometimes you can be both.
Like, what are we talking about here, man? What's next? Honestly, what could be next?
I mean,
what the hell?
That's why I have him on Twitter notifications.
Do you follow him?
Yeah, because every time
I still can't. I can't do it
because every time he tweets, I need to see what he says.
Hey, he ranges from the AB accusations to the Dolphins should be fined.
Oh, well, don't forget about the next round of debates is coming up. He'll be hot on that topic.
I'm just but his debates, his takes in football are so much hotter than they are in politics. His politics ones are always, I just don't understand why we can't all get along.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, he is a fantasy maven. Like, obviously this is what his life has come down to. That and golf.
Let's be honest. Juice strikes you as the guy who has like 9 fantasy teams and he's only telling you about the good results.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like, he's got how many teams, Leroy, do you think he has?
That's all he does.
I mean, he's very limited.
Is he? Is he limited?
For sure. A bunch of people would invite OJ to their leagues.
It kind
of
seems like he has no limits.
Well, I mean, like, it's not like
he's
can,
not
like...
He's not limited what he could say,
I think
clearly.
I think he's limited to, like, the 2 minutes and 20 seconds you're allowed to post from a Twitter video account. I think that's what he's limited by.
All right.
I saw where somebody accused Antonio of rape. Now, let's make one thing clear. He was accused, not charged.
Make that clear.
I'm just saying. You got to make it clear.
He always finishes. I'm just saying.
Take care.
This trial wouldn't have even been a controversy if he would have gotten up on the stand. And he's just like, I didn't do it. I'm just saying.
Hey, Twitter world. George Truly, I didn't do it.
No, hey, courtroom world.
Hey, courtroom.
Hey, Judgy Doe.
Hey, ladies. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the jury pool world. It's yours truly. I didn't kill him. I'm just saying.
Not guilty. And there would have been no controversy and outrage because everybody would have believed him watching on TV.
No, they wouldn't have.
Oh, if he would have hit him with a, I'm just saying.
Do you think he's advising Antonio Brown to go, hey, if the helmet don't fit, you must acquit?
Oh, let me tell you something. OJ better not call Antonio Brown because Antonio might be recording that call.
Hey, Antonio Brown world, it's yours truly.
Who?
Yours truly.
I mean, do you have to ask?
And he's like, Antonio's going to be like, I'm going to need you to say it for the tape. Who is it?
It's me, yours truly. I'm just saying, listen, I've dealt with accusations before, and I'm going to tell you, it's a lot different than charges. I'm just saying, take care.
Suavemente, bésame. Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez suavemente.
Hey guys, join Beast at Arrigo Margate this Friday afternoon from 5 to 7. He'll be out there with the ticket promo team giving out prizes, talking Canes, refluxing. I feel we've been like a reflux-free show today. It's been a little bit odd. Good job by you. I don't know what you did.
He just started eating.
No, I didn't eat anything yet.
Drink beverage.
I had a smaller coffee before.
Oh.
Half the size.
Whoa.
Oh, USA came back?
Yep.
Where are we at right now?
63-62 with a minute and
gotta be France, man. France is cocky.
Oh yeah, Gobert, you got Fournier.
Oh,
he's got wears eye makeup.
I just want to see Gobert lose because I want to see him cry.
Ooh, I didn't make the All-Star team. Ooh.
That dude's a weeper. Let me tell you, big men.
Oh, we're up by three now.
I'm not against men crying. It's okay every
is
now
this
and
the
then.
Finals?
Quarters.
Yeah. Well, no, it says final round, but I guess it's the...
Yeah, the winner advanced to the semifinals.
Yeah, we're up by three with 54 seconds left to go in the third.
I'll bring this up on the computer at least so we can see the end of this. I'm not against men crying. I'm fine with that. Like when Dustin Poirier lost this week to Khabib, he was very emotional. That tugged at my heartstrings. That dude's one of the nicest guys in fighting, and I tell you why. I know why he was crying. One, it was emotional that he lost, and he got schooled by Khabib. He got choked out.
That's why he was crying.
No. But here's why he's crying. Dustin Poirier is a guy that has to win like eight fights in a row to even sniff a title shot. You're losing that opportunity. You know, it's kind of like, what do I do? I've been doing this forever. For this one shot. Right. If you're Conor McGregor, you talk a little bleep, you'll be back in the spotlight.
Is that the same way Jorge Masvidal is? Like he's been fighting forever and he's finally getting his shot?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think Jorge Masvidal cries, though. I don't see him being a crier. I feel like he'd slap his tears.
I like to hear Masvidal and Mark Jackson have a conversation. Not today, tears.
Not today. You will not be emotional. But I will say, the seven-footers, I want you guys to hide it a little bit because watching Rudy Gobert cry
is not as bad as watching
Joel Embiid.
Joel,
lost in the playoffs. He's got his little girlfriend there, and she's like wiping it away like a baby.
How short can she be? She could reach him all like.
I don't know.
Like, wow.
Yeah, well, maybe she had heels on.
All right.
You know? I mean, honestly, Bosch was an ugly crier, too. I got it. What's fair
well,
is fair.
Well, he dropped down like he was winning an Academy Award. They're like, normally, you know, people get emotional. They had to pay attention to him.
Crying makes me uncomfortable.
Crying. I didn't like it.
Rob Gronkowski, by the average man of size of man, he's a giant.
Right.
Rob Gronkowski crying makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
And I didn't like it.
I'm sorry, Rob, with your googly eye emoji. Go to hell. We know you're coming back. We know it.
Tyreek Hill just signed an extension. Out 4-6.
Yep. There's that.
Look, if you don't want me to comment
Cry me a river. Like, Nick Foles is out for the year, basically. Did you guys see the meme yesterday I forget Buddy's name, but it was a picture of Gardner Minshew side by side with Tom Brady, and it says the quarterback to the left is 43. Because Gardner Minshew's looking like basically looks like Ricky Bobby's father.
Yes,
like he looks like a mix of Ricky Bobby's father and Kenny Powers. Oh. Like every bit of 35.
Sam Esfandiari. I wonder if he's related to Antonio, the poker player, the magician.
Oh yeah,
I don't know, but that was a great tweet. Although that mustache is glorious, I don't know what to tell you. He keeps that thing.
It's pornstachian.
It is. It is. It's very impressive. It's very
70s porn stash.
I'm excited to see what he does now until he fails me, and then of course.
I mean, can you come into a game and start 13-13, not think you're gonna play all year? He just did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's all downhill from here, buddy.
Oh, man, how many things do I gotta log into to watch this damn France game? Killing me, ESPN. By the way, Robbie. I saw those ads you were talking about yesterday. We losing ESPN, man, on DirecTV?
I mean, that's what they're saying. They're sending out the bats and they'll call now if you want to keep ESPN.
They were scaring the hell out of me yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I was watching sports. I was watching the Dennis Rodman documentary yesterday. I was enjoying crazy Dennis Rodman in every commercial break. It's like, call now. If you love watching this right now, call your provider and let them know you don't want to lose ESPN. You can't lose ESPN. That'd be like losing Christmas. No ESPN?
It's amazing what these companies are doing now.
That's crazy to me.
I know. I tell you what.
It's just for DirecTV right now.
Okay, but you see the scam, right? Yeah. You see the scam. So AT&T owns DirecTV.
Right.
AT&T, you can't get the big ACC network.
Yep.
And then... DirecTV, you won't be able to get ESPN? What do you think they got going on here?
For Codfish?
Yeah. has four codfish.
You don't believe it?
Because I have to have both of them now because you can't get football on AT&T.
Is this the first time anybody's seen Harrison Barnes since the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead?
Valid point.
He still gets the same 8 Where's points, he now? 5 rebounds.
I know he's with Dallas and then Sacramento.
He signed an extension with the Kings, I believe.
Okay. Oh, might as well be in the desert.
Greg Popovich looking all kinds of sloppy. Tuck your shirt in, Pop.
Oh, he's already ornery today. I just see him barking with officials.
Yeah, I mean, because he doesn't want to hear from Tony Pacquiao.
Oh.
Is Tony Pacquiao on this team?
Oh, he's not playing, but I'm sure he's
I got to tell you.
I thought he gets like a lifetime
not
spot.
Not for nothing.
Oh, Evan Fournier in that disgusting hair.
At least he got rid of the eye makeup.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's
France. I mean, France has a lot of black dudes on their team.
Yeah, they really do. Well, remember that dude, UFC Drago, who's really from Ghana? They dubbed him from France. Like, bro, that dude ain't French.
What does that mean?
It means what it means.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
And by the way, didn't come to the podium with a beret on. He came, what's that thing from Ghana?
Dashiki?
Yes. He didn't come to the podium with a
beret. He missed both free throws, dummy.
Is he from Cameroon, Francis Ngannou?
It might be Cameroon.
Yeah, I think it's Cameroon.
I apologize to Ghana.
Well, just because his name is Francis doesn't, what are you doing there?
He speaks French. They dub him from France. Like, he was homeless in France. So that's what's going on there. They're claiming him.
Right.
That's what's going on. Is this in France? Where is this game?
I think it's in China.
Oh.
And you want to talk about shenanigans. The Spanish team, I don't know if they still do it, but the Spanish team had Serge Ibaka on the team. And he's not from Spain, but they claim him. And he plays basketball for Spain.
Whatever, man. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad Bam's not in
this
situation.
There's a lot of that. The women do that in soccer.
Oh,
for the Olympics, right?
Yeah. I mean, and they do it for men's soccer, doing other sports.
Becky Hammon played for Russia.
Because they didn't want the U.S. didn't invite her on the team.
Wasn't Kyrie Irving going to play for Australia at one point?
Yeah, because I think he was born in Australia.
Yep.
Like, it's a long trip if the Earth is flat.
Would have been great.
He was sad that Kyrie Irving did not pick up his option.
No, get this bum ass out of here.
That dude's going to be so happy this year. He's going to be miserable when Kevin Durant comes back.
Wait, but like, both of them can't be grumpy.
Did you see Kevin Durant hose down OKC? By the way.
Do what?
He hosed down OKC hard. Like, he did this interview with the Wall Street Journal, and he was talking about how...
Got to make your free throws.
He was doing an interview with the Wall Street Journal and just, like, took a flamethrower to OKC, their fans, the organization.
Whoa.
He goes, I will never be on good terms with that city again. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron went back to Cleveland. My God. This guy was like, never. I'll get the quotes for you here.
Have to do that with a headline that the Oklahoma City paper ran that one time, like Mr. Unreliable.
That's right.
I want an apology for this. Like, bro, really? Like, you need one apology?
Didn't
for
they,
you
make him,
free
they made him? They made him apologize. They made the paper apologize.
They made him apologize and retract it.
Right.
Whoa.
You missed free throws. Like, if that's not unreliable, I don't know what to tell you. He said to the Wall Street Journal, people come into my house and spray painting on the for sale signs around my neighborhood. People making videos in front of my house, burning my jerseys, call me all types of crazy names. It wasn't just fans. Durant says that the organization acted fake to him. He has not maintained a positive relationship with anyone in the team's front office since the departure. Quote, I'll never be attached to that city again because of that. I eventually wanted to come back to the city and be part of the community of the organization, but I don't trust nobody there. That bleep must have been fake. What they was doing, the organization, the GM. I ain't talked to none of those people, even had a nice exchange with those people since I left. Whew. Damn.
Up by 7 with just about 8 minutes left.
Look, he's a surly bastard. There's no doubt about that with Kevin Durant, right? We can all agree, surly bastard.
Yeah.
He's not always in the nicest of moods. But that's pretty crazy, man. Imagine reading stuff like that from like LeBron after he left the Heat. That he would never be attached to the city of Miami again. Now, I mean, his exit was not the greatest. But that be the, neither here nor there. Neither here nor there, Leroy.
Wait a minute.
We're not Team Petty anymore.
I'm just
recording.
Hey, we refuse to play down here.
I would say this.
We did chant that he was tired.
That the exit of LeBron was no different than the exit of KD. Here's why. You lost a star player. So from that, if you start from there... Right? everybody's going to be pissed off because you lost the guy.
It's interesting, though, because I feel like after LeBron's exit with Cleveland, every organization has been extra careful about how they handle the exit. Not fans, but the organizations.
The organizations, right. So that's why the tribute videos.
Yeah, so I'm surprised that there's that. Now, he's saying they're acting fake, so I don't know what that means. I don't know what they're telling Russ. I don't know what's getting back to him.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously has intel there. I just find it surprising that, like, if anybody was going to never be attached to a city again, it was going to be LeBron, even though he was born in Akron.
Right.
But, you know, KD saying things like, I'm never going back there. I never want to be part of the organization again. That's crazy strong. He's obviously probably not in the best of moods either. He can't play basketball this year. So if people are coming around interviewing him and his leg doesn't work and he brings up OKC on a rough day, he's probably like, oh, let me tell you about OKC.
Hey, they had cupcakes everywhere when he came back. Remember that?
I do remember that. But cupcakes, that's not throwing batteries like Cleveland did at LeBron.
Yeah.
That's not having urinal cakes with his face on it.
And he still went back.
Still went back.
Yep. The nasty letter.
The owner.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. What I'm saying, though. Like, nobody did what everybody.
But at least
everybody came out of that saying, every owner came out of the LeBron thing saying that they probably don't want their star. They obviously don't want their stars to leave. They changed the CBA. But nobody wanted to look like Dan Gilbert. Nobody wanted to be that guy.
But he got rewarded for it.
But here's the thing, is that at the time, the Cleveland fans loved him for that letter.
Yeah, because they all acted like they acted like jackals. That's why.
Right, of course.
They were crazy people.
Of course.
Goldhammer.
Right.
Ugh. Never forgive him. Oh, he's back. Ow, LeBron. He's coming home.
I hate that guy.
But, like, do you even remember? At some point, like, you're good at this, too. You just move on. Like, at some point, you got to say, you know what? I really acted like a jackass. I'm going to slow my roll a little bit.
Whoa. I'm not team petty anymore against LeBron.
No, I'm not saying I'm saying situations in general. You will throw out a flamethrower, and then when it works out, no. How about all the trades, all the people you want to trade for the Heat?
That's not petty. That's not. You look at that as turning the back on somebody. I'm just playing. I'm just having some fun. Okay?
See the twist? That's what I'm saying.
Look, did it even bother Goran Dragic? You heard the quotes. Didn't even bother him. He's like, what the hell?
That was 2 years.
What do you mean for 2 years?
You've been trying. Dude.
I didn't try and trade him to Dallas.
Every
that was
time a surprise. You mention another player, the first words out of your mouth are Gogi.
Not true. Really? Not true. Okay?
I'm sorry.
I put him in the Kawhi
Leonard. And then Gogi.
Oh, I can't believe we were able to trade that guy. What a joy it's going to be this year.
You think?
I can't wait. Oh, my goodness.
You think?
Oh, wait. No sulking, no moping, no having to force feed him the basketball in the first quarter. Right. It's going to be a joy. Okay. And you know what's going to be funny? Heat fans are going to be like, look at Hassan Whiteside putting up these 15 and 18 games and 3 blocks in Portland. It's like, yeah, that's what he does. And what? And it would make no difference on their record because you know what makes the difference on that team? Those two amazing guards, not Hassan Whiteside.
S'mores. Say hey to...
Have you even heard from him this summer?
Nope. Unfollowed him on Instagram.
Did you?
Yep. Oh. I'm just like, I'm ready to be cleansed. You know why?
Wait a minute.
This is why.
Wait, you can't say that and you follow OJ.
I don't follow OJ. He just sends me all the OJ stuff.
I have OJ notifications.
He's ready for any OJ content. Do I occasionally also search OJ's Twitter account? Yes, I do.
I have Frances and OJ ready to go.
What a combo.
You know, that really should be. They've been looking for Mike's co-host for a long time. I think
that could be a thing.
Mike and the Juice.
From Mike's basement.
Who fall asleep first?
Hey, Frances World. It's yours truly. Number one.
Mike, you sleep?
Yeah, who cares?
I want to take a nap too. I'm just saying.
USA leads France 74-71. Will we beat the French? Next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on The Ticket. Texter writes in. Texter driven by Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota. You are obsessed with Hassan. You all glaze over the racial undertones of Mopes. He's gone. Let him go. You're already trying to justify his good games in Portland by giving credit to the guards. It's obvious. Stop it. I'm just speaking the truth, man. I don't know about
you're
racial.
Being admonished?
I've seen plenty of white Mopes, too. I don't know what you're talking about. See Andrew Miller. See Hippie Pinto. Pitch for the Marlins. See Josh Rosen. He's already been hit with moping this year by the coach, Brian Flores, who is not white.
Just down by four.
Huh?
Down by four.
France?
No, we're down by four.
Oh, that's not good. I don't like that. Oh, Rudy Gobert getting a dunk, too. Dropping his tears right onto Kemba Walker's head. But yes.
Why is Kemba Walker guarding?
He's not. It was a breakaway dunk. He was trying to do what he can do.
Beast, are you concerned about your Kemba Walker out there playing? I mean, should we be getting ready to play for the Celtics?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Basically have all the team is basically all the Celtics.
Jason Tatum already got hurt.
Jason Tatum getting scared of lobsters, too. That wasn't a thing. Yeah. Yeah, scared of lobsters at a hibachi restaurant.
I'm just happy that Bam is home.
You're not a Heat fan, man. Please stop doing that. You're not a Heat fan.
Are you sad that Kyrie Irving did not pick up his option?
No, get this bum ass out of here.
I just meant out of my hometown, not off the team.
Speaks for itself.
It doesn't.
Speaks for itself. Fine. Then if you're a true Heat fan, what do you think of the Goran Dragic news?
That he doesn't care about being traded?
Does he not care? Do you believe him?
Yeah, I believe him. I believe him because he loves Miami and he's happy to be here.
I mean, he does love Miami, but it's got to be something. You walk into that building and he looks at Pat and goes, I know. Like, he's looking at him. He's got to be side-eyes. Like, just upset.
He looks at his paycheck. He looks at his house. He's got the suits from Austin Burke.
Why are you upset, man?
Because they can't make a free throw.
Oh. Well, look.
Down by...
There's no shame.
Hey, I should get the sounder. He asked me.
I did ask. That's
okay. Okay, my bad. Well, there's no way to retract the sounder. Once it's out.
You premature sounded.
He gets one free look without the sounder.
They don't make free
throws. What do you expect when you load a team full of Celtics? Of course they're gonna choke.
Oh jeez.
Why would you be upset at that piece?
Oh, they missed it again. Am I behind you?
I don't know, man.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Are we both watching on ESPN Plus?
Doesn't matter, man. Sometimes internet connection is different for different places. That's how the internet works.
Or does that how it works here?
I don't know, man. It looks like it's working fine right now. And France is about to put a dagger in.
Oh!
Man, losing to France is hard times. That's no bueno. I'm not a fan of this. So, this was a gem. Adam Gase, true bum. So, the headline was, Adam Gase needs to grow up and stop throwing everybody under the bus. New York Daily News. Week one. Shout out to my dog, Manish Mehta. Headline, Adam Gase needs to grow up, learn from his mistakes, and stop blaming his players.
Oh.
This is what he has to say. Gase is a smart offensive mind, capable of doing great things, but he's doomed if he doesn't grow from his mistakes in his first stint as head coach. Well, there's one. One, you don't know that he's smart. Two, is he capable of doing great things? Again, we don't know, Manish, but I get you. You're trying to soften the blow. Here comes where the dagger is, though. I mean, let's just get down to your true feelings, because what you're doing there is you're trying to cover up what you really want to say. On a day that called for humility, Gase was defensive and defiant, flexing his muscles to eliminate any doubt that he does what he wants when he wants. He protected his quarterback and himself while throwing others under the bus. He probably needed to get treatment for a sore shoulder and back after his Monday conference call after chucking so many grown men overboard. Woo. I'm hot and bothered.
You're sweating.
Oh, this is Manish. Manish speaking sweet nothings to me. I love this. It was equal parts jarring and embarrassing. Oh, sure. Gase didn't name names, but he sure took aim at just about everyone, and anyone with a cranium knew exactly who he was talking about. His offensive linemen were, quote, too aggressive, which led to free runners on Sam Darnold. Oh, yeah. That sounds like my sweet little Adam. That sounds like you, Schnookums. You definitely talk. He's definitely in full bloom.
I forget. Is he one of the four bumsmen?
Oh, he's the bumsman. He wears the C on his chest. He's Ric Flair. Like if there's anybody who is top bumsman, it's him, no doubt. I mean, if you were to pick out of the captain of the four bumsmen, Hassan Whiteside, Josh McRoberts, Adam Gase, and Wei Yin Chen, who would you pick as captain? I rest my case. Obviously, Adam Gase. Gase, my Gase is your case. On his quarterbacks, his cornerbacks, I feel like we have slight room for improvement. I'll say that nicely. In other words, Tremont Johnson and Daryl Roberts stunk. Gase even walked back his post-game mea culpa of overloading his players with too much information. God forbid he shoulders some of the blame with a team that coughed up a 16-point lead in the final 19 minutes. Quote, after the game, sometimes it feels completely different when you go back and you rewatch everything, said Adam after his initial thoughts. Going back and thinking about watching it, I don't feel like I did. I don't feel as I did when I did in the moment. I feel like it was okay. So after further reflection, when I did the thing where I say, oh, it's always the culture's fault, it's not really my fault. It's these bums. You know, the bums I'm in charge of coaching. This guy, I tell you, that's so great. Isn't it great not having him?
It is amazing.
I feel free. I feel like a burden is gone. Just a true loser. A true loser. It's so great.
What the hell is wrong with
you? What a peach it is to have Brian Flores, a man with accountability. All I've heard from Brian Flores after this 59-point debacle, my fault, my fault, my fault, my fault, my fault, and make a butch up. Not really, but we know that's what he's thinking.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say anything else when you lose 59-10.
You're right. And you want You know what else you should do? You should do that after blowing a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter. Same thing. Samesies.
To Josh Allen.
Yep. That dude can't throw. You want to talk about guys who can't throw? Wyoming boy, he can't throw.
He threw enough passes.
That dude had the audacity to steal a Kenny Stills Dolphins jersey and give the kid an autographed Josh Allen jersey. Let me tell you something, kid. You got rooked because a Kenny Stills jersey worth way more than a Josh Allen jersey. That jersey is going to be at Marshall's real quick.
Yeah?
You're going to have no worries. Oh, yeah. What?
For the two games against the Dolphins, he'll probably be great.
No. Well, maybe. But the Dolphins are going to beat the Jets this year. Mark my words.
I hope you're right.
2-14 this year, boys. I had them at 3-13 to start the year. I've cut that by a game. 2-14.
After 1 week?
Yep. We're not beating the Bengals. I had them beating the Bengals and the Jets twice going into this year. But after further review, 2 wins, both against the Jets.
0-32. Or 0-35 if you go back to the last time the Dolphins won a game, which was the Miami Miracle.
We're back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.